Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Steely Dan bringing us back 23 after the hour. Thank you very much. Joining me, thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Jerry Detweiler is our guest, longtime Brain Trust member. She's the education director at NAV, one of the leading credit experts and financing experts on the planet. Jerry, thanks again for being here. How do we find you online? Tell us about NAV.
Sure. So NAV.com, you go straight there, and we've got tons of resources on these COVID relief loans. We also have a free CARES Act calculator to help you calculate how much you may qualify for under the PPP. So that's been used by lots and lots of small business owners.
Well, and thank you for that. That's a great tool to help people. I'm sure it helps them identify the different elements of the payroll factor that they have to use. And of course, as I know you tell them, the amount of the Paycheck Protection Program loan that you'll get is 2.5 times whatever your monthly average payroll total expenses are. It's 2.5 times that, and I found out recently that's rounded down to the nearest 100, and that's the number you'll get. What else can you tell us about the PPP program?
Well, we have seen a lot of confusion, Jim, and I think the first source of confusion is people think they're applying for EIDL and they're applying for PPP or vice versa. So I'll have people say, well, I went to get a disaster loan for my bank, or I applied for EIDL with my bank, and it's not, you don't apply. You only apply to the SBA for the disaster loan. You apply to your bank or a bank for PPP. But the second source of confusion is what's just happened, which is the Treasury said that those who were self-employed and independent contractors could start applying April 10th. But there hasn't been much guidance that has come out in terms of how to calculate salary for those folks. And so there's been confusion about, okay, I take a salary plus owner's draw. Does that count? I'm self-employed and I just pay myself when I can out of my business. How do I calculate my payroll? We're still seeing a tremendous amount of confusion for those borrowers. And I think that's really, really going to hit home for all these independent contractors who now have been told, hey, you know, you don't count with the company you work for. Right. You don't count with their payroll. You have to apply on your own. And that's a lot of individual people.
And hey, Jerry, it's about 20 million. It's about 20 million people.
Yes, yes, yes.
And I mean, it's not a small cohort we're talking here. And every one of those people just about every one of those people have a family. You know, just because you're an independent contractor, I mean, I was an independent contractor at one point in time. I had a going concern. I had a consulting company, and I was a party of one, but I had a full family and teenagers I was taking care of. I told people I had 2 teenagers and 2 mortgages. I had to keep the income coming in. So, yes, it's really the PPP, the Paycheck Protection Program, is underway. We did some research. We did some polling recently, Jerry, and I've got the most recent results here. As of today, though, my respondents, nobody had gotten money. 27% said they applied and are waiting on a closing appointment. They've actually heard from the bank, and then 31% said we applied but not been approved, and so that's there's still a lot of. A lot of that execution, all the way to fulfillment, is still left to be done, isn't it?
That's correct. And I think for those who have smaller loan requests, you know, those who are the independent contractor or the solopreneur, they're probably not going to be at the top of the line. And then, of course, partly because their application wasn't really supposed to start until Friday, but also because the banks are going to probably take the larger loan amounts and those that are easier to process, where they have clear payroll records and it's very easy for them to verify the amount of payroll. And it makes sense for a bank. The banks traditionally like to make larger loans. That's no surprise there when it comes to small business.
Yeah.
So there are going to be borrowers who are going to find themselves waiting. We are at NAV working with some alternative lenders who are who have a sweet spot with smaller dollar PPP loans. And one thing I really want to encourage everyone to understand is it doesn't matter where you go. You know, whether you go to one of these online lenders, maybe an online lender that traditionally had a higher interest rate, you will pay the same regardless of where you get your PPP loan.
Let's make sure we clear one thing up, though. One thing up, the borrower of the PPP program is not going to pay any interest or administration, right? The government's going to cover all that. That's what Mnuchin said.
We hope so. That's the goal with forgiveness, right? The goal is that you get the loan, you don't have any payments for 6 months, you apply for forgiveness, and if you spend it on qualifying expenses, you get
right.
it forgiven, so there's no payment. If there is a balance,
right.
it's going to be 1%. But, Jim, I will tell you, we have gotten calls at NAV from people who have spent hundreds to thousands of dollars to firms that told them they would fast-track
for
them or get them to the front of the line process, and it's a scam. Yeah.
Go through your bank and nobody else. Get your accountant to help you with that. Real quick, and I only got 20 seconds. The 2 months of forgiveness period where this money has to be spent, is that going to be a moving date for everybody from when they got their money or from when it got approved? Do you know anything about that?
Yes. It's 8 weeks from when the loan is made.
When you get the money.
I don't know if that's. The money's in your account,
right.
so that should be the money in your
right.
account. That's
and
you
got to spend the money on payroll and the allocated items in that period or they won't be forgiven. Jerry, NAV.com, is that right?
Yes.
Thank you, Jerry. Good job today. Jerry Detweiler, ladies and gentlemen. Check out NAV.com at those great resources she has there.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.